The first thing to be really clear about is how to meditate. And from there, we can proceed to the question, why should we meditate? And the practice is very simple. In the tradition that we share with you, each of us has to learn to be still, to be quiet, to be deeply silent. And the silence is of supreme importance because it's within the silence that we find our way to the revelation, to the enlightenment. And the way to the silence is the practice of saying the word, the mantra. The word I recommend you say is the Aramaic word Maranatha. And so to meditate, sit upright, sit still, and then internally and silently recite your word. Maranatha. It's essential to say the word from the beginning to the end. And it's essential to meditate every day, every morning and every evening. The ideal time is 30 minutes. If you find that too long, start with 20, gradually increase it to 25, and then go to 30, maybe over a period of 6 months. And now, why do we meditate? Because we know that we cannot be content to live our lives on the surface. We cannot be content to commit our lives to trivia, to what is passing away. We know that we must make contact with something more solid, something more enduring. You can read all the books written on meditation down through the centuries. You can master all the techniques that are taught. But without the practice, all the skill and all the knowledge you acquire will be of little avail to you. And meditation is of supreme importance in a life that would try to enter into its divine potential. Because meditation is the way of paying absolute attention to the presence of Christ within us. Now, to do this, we have to take the attention off ourselves. We live our lives observing ourselves from the outside. But meditation is a way of returning into ourselves, becoming wholly one with ourselves, so that we're not just seeing reality, as it were, through a mirror, with all the images reversed, including our own image. And His presence within us is for each of us power. the power to go beyond ourselves, to transcend ourselves, and to enter into the mystery of God. Now, one thing is necessary, and it is that our openness in meditation must be unconditional, and we must learn to meditate without demands, without conditions, because it's only then that we are able to transcend our own desires, our own wanting. We go to God with Christ, at his bidding, in his time, and in his power.